4SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region. Woman kitches to the king, the mismo noches. Woman kitches for no fire, porque quanto foi já não quis. Woman kitches so não é, porque quem é mesmo é não sou. Woman kitches to não dá, porque ninguém dá quando quer. Coitado do homem que cai no canto de sanha caipom. Coitado do homem.
Senhor Saravá, Jango me mandou lhe dizer: se é canto de ossanha, não vá, que muito vai se arrepender. Pergunte pro seu orixá, o amor só vai constituir. Pergunte pro seu orixá, o amor só vai constituir. Vai, 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 amar. Vai, 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 sofrer. Vai, 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 chorar.
FM DAB on demand, live stream, and app. That's Mudhoney there with Sweet Young Thing. You're listening to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3. Start off the show with Astro Gilberto and Let Go, Canta de Oshana. My name is Bang. Thank you so much for joining me. My co-host, Sites Pavement, was a huge influence. Not the band, but the rendered concrete sidewalk. He reckons they're unreal. The Super Happy Fun Time Musical Jamboree Roadshow Tour that we used to run, and we'll be running it again soon, seeing as the restrictions are relaxing. We used to get about to all the places, and it took us ages to get anywhere because he'd always be jumping out of the car saying, check out this pavement, because it's different everywhere you go. It's a local council responsibility. So no two pavements are the same. He used to be able to do that Sherlock Holmes thing where you could show him a bit of pavement, and he'd be able to tell you what district, what local council that came from. His name is Eddie Yutz. How you going, champ? You're winning?
Winning at life and winning in the pavement spotting. I saw some great pavement recently. A lot of people don't take the time to notice this, you know, to notice the uniqueness and the beauty, I would say, dare I say.
Now it's a lost art.
Yeah, even just the appreciation of high-quality concreting is a lost art. But anyway, yes, I'm very well. I'm very glad to be here with you. I'm very glad to be on the radio. What a joy.
It is a joy. Shout-out to the Fourth Estate, the program that preceded us. But of course, back again next week. We've got 60 minutes of high-powered jams that we want to play for you and yours. Arab Strap have got a new album out, Eddie.
They sure do have a new album. I've been cranking it all week, and it's fantastic, Bang. It's up there with some of the best stuff they've ever done, I think. And we're going to hear a track from it now called Here Comes Commas on 2SER 107.3 FM, the Super Happy Fun Time Hour.
Arab Strap. Don't Google it though. But always put brackets band at the end of it.
Here he comes through the crowd, eyes black and loud, but he's missing from a soaking shot. Shades inside at night, he's a full-time flop, cocksure and vain. He's a walking stain, powders in his pocket and on his knees. Puts an arm around you, says he aims to flee. We'll be right back.
This week on Death of the Reader, Herds, I'm challenging you to a Honkaku mystery I don't think is fair play.
You're giving me a mystery that is not a traditional fair play mystery. I'm going to get like 50 bazillion points for this.
Masako Togawa's The Master Key starts on your Murder Mystery World Tour Sunday night at 9 p.m. or catch the replay Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. or on any of your favorite podcast apps. Death of the Reader, here on 2SER 107.3.
I was starving.
Mark A. Quartz there on 2SER 107.3 FM, the Super Happy Funtime Hour, with the very unrelatable track Stoned and Starving, following on from Arab Strap with Here Comes Cummus, exclamation point, from their newest album. Yes, we're here. We're having fun. How are you, Bang?
We're here. We're full of cheer. You've been away. I've been trying to get in touch with you all this week. I was coming around to your house knocking on the door, but you weren't there, mate. Where you been?
I forgot to put my out of office on to warn you that I was, in fact, took the opportunity to cross the border via plane and went south, of course. So I went to Victoria. I went to Melbourne, babe.
Whoa. I hear a lot of good things about this Melbourne place. Well, not recently.
do you remember Melbourne?
Up until 2019, I heard heaps of great things about Melbourne. But it's coming back, is it?
It's coming back. The fact that we can visit it is a bit of a novelty. I think it's been a few years at least since I've been there. And to be able to go on a plane, wear the mask, get a little snack. I missed all that stuff. It was great to do it again. Not the mask, but that was fine. I'm not an anti-mask person, you know that.
They wore masks in Top Gun and they were in planes and they were totally happy with that.
That's right. They did well. They were doing the right thing.
Old Iceman and Mav and the boys.
Goose. It was never going to end well for Goose. Anyway, yes, I went to Melbourne. It was a great time. It's a city of music, Bang. There's not a lot of music going on there now, but it's starting to kick back up again. And it's a city of, you know, it's very similar to our city, but in some ways there's little differences, you know.
There's those little differences. What are you give me some little differences from Melbourne. I don't know the place.
Well, for example, you know those flat disc, deep-fried, battered pieces of potato that we affectionately refer to as potato scallops. You're familiar with these, especially as a vegetarian, surely.
Yes, and I do affectionately refer to them on a near-weekly basis.
They don't call them potato scallops in Melbourne. They call them potato cakes. Nothing cake-like about it. It's a weird place.
That's bloody confusing, isn't it? You're right, there is nothing cake-like about it. By the same token, I don't know how much about it is scallop-like. Isn't a scallop like a sea creature?
Well, they call the beers all different things. So what we call a pint, they actually call a frothy big boy.
Oh, jeez. Surely that's going to be a difficult thing to say once you've had about a dozen frothy big boys.
Exactly. And if you want a scooter, they call it a skippy dipper. Can you believe that? How crazy is that term?
It is weird.
And you know what else? The beer's heaps more expensive because in our wonderful police state of New South Wales, the beer is, of course, subsidised by the problem gambling that happens in all of our many nightclubs with all of the world's poker machines under one city. So our beer is subsidised when you go to the pub by the gamblers.
Fair income.
There's negative ways to look at that. But the other thing is that at least we get cheap beer. So in Melbourne, you wouldn't believe it, it costs at least $17 for a skippy dipper. Don't even get me started about what a frothy big boy costs. I came back broke.
Mate, that's near your $50 shout if I wanted to buy a drink for every one of my friends.
Exactly, and you don't even have that many friends.
Yeah, no, that's what I was implying with the mathematics.
I know. Anyway, it was great. It's great to visit Melbourne, but it's great to be back in Sydney, the city I love, Bang.
Yeah, and Sydney loves you too, Eddie. Marvy, he's a rapper. He's new. He's out now. Let's hear a track from him. It's called Time Travel.
2SER 107.3.
Super happy fun time.
Give it up, Marvy. Give it up. Give it up for Marvy. Don't give up, man. You're just starting out.
This that shit that we ride to. Hey, this that skin you travel time through that ginger juice fronto. Journalism gonzo, us heard it in the Apollo. Our spaceship at full throttle. This that stardust play with sunlight. This that kill set carbon with no gun license. This that nigga make you laugh like Martin cause he done fighting. This that nigga tilt on the whole world to see from one side. This that cuddle with your cuss nightly. This that I'm scared of my brother cause he just like me. This that cookout out we bump Isleys. Go be a baby next y'all that bump and grind it. Yeah. I can't write all the time cause I can't lie. I put a price on this shit cause it's all mine. They tell you ownership ain't everything, but bro, just try without that safety button. Corduroy, brunt the bear, come alive. I can't tell you everything we've been getting in as of late. I still got little brothers and mother look in the face. I'm from a city southern and come but different by Jake. It ain't no hip-hop police gon' come up missing wishing for cases. I hate to see them pay someone come up missing for dame. I'm seeing gins a different angle, fakes popping shit to relate to me. I'm just polite enough to where my people ain't ashamed of me, but niggas ride enough to where these niggas know don't play with me. I'm trying to buy the Hornets, y'all tell Mike the Calvin Cambridge me. The toe box and them Jordans, the feel ain't big is the mayor's seat. Often I be embarrassed over how brazen I be, but it beats being embarrassed over how lazy they be. I locked myself in this little cage so they ate me. We wasn't able to get the harvest that's playing cane seeds. By the bang, black analog, who I hang with, I identify with hang glass of a clay cause we the same shit. This that crush Volkswagen door because I always lose when I gain shit. Took the total to the face, my frame ain't caving, thankful. Ain't nothing but a little character with that pain proved. This that love from an awkward angle. Cracks in my family like ceramics and commandments too. But if you touch my chain, you'll perish like Thor hammer to me all near. Niggas with different charges, staying stag proof. Been doing this shit way before the money, ain't got that to lose. My whole cash ain't just a cacophony herd inside cacao cocoons. Trying to milk my fucking cow and float around the moon. My 40 acres metaphorical and whipped like a mule. But this that shit that we ride to. Yeah. This that skin you travel time through. That ginger juice fronto. Journalism gonzo. It's herded in the Apollo. Our spaceship at full throttle. This that star that's play with sunlight. This that kill take carbon with no gun license. This that nigga make you laugh like Martin cause he done fighting. This that nigga tilt on the whole world is seen from one side.
What happened? You hung up on me. The phone ran out. Go ahead and eat your food now. Eat your food while it's hot. You can call me back later. All right. Love you, Grandma.
Join the 2SER family.
Sign up as a subscriber today at 2SER.com.
Oh. 2SER.
Super happy fun time hour on 2SER 107.3, 2SER.com. What a great little bracket of tracks we had there. We had Neon Neon with I Told Her on Alderaan, Kate LeBon with No God, and Marvy with Time Travel. There's a bit of a theme in there. I'm not sure exactly what it was. It is some kind of atheist space theme. I like it.
Neon Neon, is that a Star Wars reference in that song, I Told Her on Alderaan? Gotta be.
Yeah, it sure is. The Neon Neon album is about the... it's a concept album, their first album, and it's about the life of the John DeLorean, the creator of the DeLorean vehicle, slightly fictionalized and turned into a bit of a space opera. Amazing stuff.
Oh, that's wonderful stuff. I love songs about Alderaan. Any way that you can celebrate Alderaan?
Commemorate.
And shout out the many millions of citizens of Alderaan who fell at the hand of Darth Vader. Nice to be able to big him up. Big week in politics here in Australia this week. The Liberal Party provided photographic evidence that they're a bunch of wankers, but the context in which they did it is nothing short of reprehensible, and I don't feel like making fun of it. I've got no problem with people being idiots, but it's the way of the world. If you're going to battle through life being an idiot, at least punch upwards, or at least sideways. You wankers. No more need to talk about any of that stuff.
Point made, point concurred with, and yes, I think you'd be hard-pressed finding someone to disagree.
We pretty much agree with everything, don't we? I agree with you that Neon Neon album was a space opera concept album.
I know something else you're going to agree with. I just heard this last week when I went to Melbourne. I don't know if I mentioned that I went to Melbourne.
You had to Melbourne, did you? A lot of differences between here and Melbourne, I feel.
A lot of little differences. My good buddy Saul played me heaps of great records, which he always does, including this one, which is a band. It's a person who operates as a band called Midwife. And this track is from an album that came out last year. It's called Anyone Can Play Guitar. It's such a nice idea, Bang. You could play guitar. You do play a bit of guitar, I believe.
Tell you what, after we listen to this, I might be inspired to play a little bit more. It's Midwife, Anyone Can Play Guitar. Super Happy Fun Time Hour, 2SER 107.3.
Thank you. meet the future of Australian music as they assemble for Burrabawari tomorrow in the Gadigal language, a free performance at Sydney Opera House this April. Featuring the next generation of hip-hop, pop, soul and techno game changers, Burrabawari features Barker, Becca Hatch, JK47, Kobe D, Milan Ring, Sparrow, T Breezy, Walker Boy, Sebi, Bayang and Utility, plus one of Australia's most important rappers, Ziggy Ramo. Register now for free tickets to Burrabawari, April 9 at sydneyoperahouse.com. 2SER sponsors.
Two SER's weekly email newsletter is your guide to everything that's happening at 2SER. It's your chance to win exclusive prizes, links to on-demand highlights, and to find out what's coming up on your favourite radio station. Sign up to 2SER's weekly newsletter now at 2SER.com.
By desolate streams, world forsakers forever it seems. Built the world's great cities, trampled kingdoms down. With a new song's measure, conquered each and every crown. Was it that one man's soul, cursed and broken? With that one light shining that does not depart? With that one word out, one lie spoken, brought havoc, wrought flame in another man's heart. There's only treason now. Death from above, there is no reason why. Death from above, there's only treason now. Death from above, there is no reason why. Death from above, we crush them all with black prophesying. For each generation is a dream that is dying. And the sun's so high, scorning the hope of the morning. No future nigh, goes the warning. Was that one man's soul cursed and broken? With that one light shining that does not depart? With that one word out, one lie spoken, brought havoc, wrought flame in another man's heart. There's only treason now. Does not depart with that one word out, one lie spoken, brought havoc or flame in another man's heart. Was it that one man's soul cursed and broken with that one light shine that does not depart with that one word out, one lie spoken, brought havoc or flame in another man's heart? There's only treason now.
To SER 107.3 FM, you're listening to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on Sunday morning. Just in case you forgot what day it was, I do it regularly. Rome there with Death From Above, followed on from Midwife with Anyone Can Play Guitar. Bang, you can dance in Sydney now. That's, did you hear this?
That's what I heard, man. We're coming to you live from Sydney, and as of tomorrow... This is why you shouldn't forget what day it's going to be, because tomorrow, Monday,
yes,
is the first day in which people can get busy once again on the dance floor. I'm happy about this. I do, however, feel a little bit sorry for people who don't like dancing. And for them, this was sort of like the greatest time that they've ever lived through, because I imagine, because you and I have never felt the slings and arrows of what it's like not to be good dancers, because we're both fantastic dancers.
We're so good at dancing and we love it.
Yeah. So it's everything for us. But yeah. for people who might not share our passion and our talent, sure, like that would have been one of the greatest things about lockdown. No pressure to have to dance.
Yeah, it's a sad time. No social pressure to go dancing. You could pretend you were like, oh, we can't dance. I've got to sit in the chair. So you don't even have to get into that awkward conversation about how you don't like dancing.
Yeah.
Everybody's just sitting there. And I'm quite a good chair dancer, though, so I enjoyed some of that time. Do you ever get the chair dance?
I don't mind a bit of a chair dance, but it's always sort of...
It's easier on the knees.
I'm yet to find the chair that can hold me back, though. It'll do it for you for a little while, but eventually you just have to break free from the chair.
You've got to get up there. Yeah, so anyway, good news finally for the police state, and, you know, maybe this is a welcome return to... Maybe this is just the beginning to the turn for us to regain our title as cultural capital of the country.
Yeah, we're coming back, mate. Coming back strong in 21. Ah, yeah, but Stoke, able to dance again. Love dancing. I definitely do. The passion for dancing that we have, I wish we'd had it in high school when you had to go to dances and that was a really high-pressure thing.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. I didn't like doing it in high school.
If we make a rom-com about my life that involves time travel... Go back to high school, finish that big dance-off climax. Let's put on some music now that we can dance to.
I'm going to start dancing in the studio, Bang.
You're going to do it, man. Do it. That chair dancing happening. Here's some Tim Sheel and Mindy Mangwang with Body of Water. What is love?
Check out that 2SDR webcam. See me dancing around the studio.
It's easy to become a 2SER subscriber.
Just head to 2SER.com.
Subscribers receive a copy of Listening Post magazine, a subscriber card, and a bumper sticker.
Passionate subscribers also get a special 2SER t-shirt.
Become a subscriber today at 2SER.com.
2SER 107.3 FM Super Happy Fun Time Hour. We just heard Eric Sermon with Stay Real as we're getting ready to get out of here for the week. It goes so fast, bang.
Hey, you know how you swallow flies?
All the time.
Well, this week I snorted a moth.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, and I thought I might just tell you about that.
Please.
Well, I didn't mean to. I'm not Keith Richards. It just came at me and I panicked. Went up my nose and I wasn't after doing things for the poor bugger, and I felt terrible about it, obviously, because of my vegetarianism. And here I am.
Yeah, it sounds like you didn't mean it. It sounds like it was a perfectly, you know, perfectly explainable accident, but it's just unfortunate. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, and I thought talking to you about it would make me feel better. No diss to you, but it didn't. DJ Soup and King OPP are up next with Psychedelic Sunday. DJ Soup, he's going to be DJing at Webster's rooftop there, 4 till 9 this Sunday afternoon too, Eddie. So you and I will probably both be down there checking that out. We were talking there before about how dancing is illegal until tomorrow. We're going to take the last chance at dancing illegally. So we'll be there, DJ Soup set. He starts at 4, so I imagine we'll be getting turfed at about 4:25. So get on down there and check that out. Bert, they'll have a great show for you, as always. Thanks so much for joining us here in the Super Happy Fun Time Hour for another week. Eddie, I hope you have the best week ever, buddy. Thanks for sharing Sunday with me, mate.
You too, bud.
You be good in the meantime, mate.
You too, my friend.
Just be good, mate.
Look after yourself.
Yeah, you're going to cheer. Our last track that we're going to have for you this afternoon is a bit of Shriek Back with My Spine as the Baseline. Super happy fun time now.
Choices made.